Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Final media availability for the players and coaches on Thursday, and they are done answering questions. And there have been a lot of them this week as the Eagles prepare for the Patriots in Super Bowl 52. One of them is, how will the Eagles deal with a long halftime, 13 minutes during the regular season and the playoff rounds until this moment? The halftime ceremonies and the festivities with Justin Timberlake, well, they can go almost double. So how do you get ready for the second half? Doug Peterson working on that with his players at practice at the University of Minnesota.
You know, for me, it was just about going around talking to the leadership of the guys. It wasn't get the team together, get the coaches together, and start, you know, browbeating everybody. I mean, we're so late in the season now that we understand how to practice. But just making sure that we understand the importance of one. That's why I did the break. Was to put us in that situation. Now we understand it. So it's a very teachable moment for our guys, our coaches, and how to prepare for the second half of a football game.
The matchup at quarterback, Tom Brady, who's won 5 Super Bowls, Nick Foles in his first one. Well, how will Foles feel, the backup quarterback, as he runs through the tunnel out onto the field at the start of the Super Bowl? Foles talked about it on Thursday.
You know what? I don't know what the feelings will be like. I know at that moment it'll be, it's the Super Bowl. So I know the only time I'll feel it are in that moment. So I'm excited to just run out of the tunnel with my teammates, Super Bowl Sunday, and play that game. I have no idea what I'll feel. I know it'll be a lot of excitement, but I look forward to that moment.
Let's go around the room as the Eagles players meeting with the media from all across the country and around the world.
That's actually something I told someone, and that's funny that you said that, because in my opinion, Philadelphia's fan base is the closest thing you'll get to a football team, like Arsenal, where you kind of have like the Arsenal fan TV and the fans that are so passionate about their team, and they live and bleed and they get upset and they get happy and everything. It's all about the team, and so I love being a part of it. It's a special feeling, understanding that's the kind of fan base, because at the end of the day, I'm a fan of Arsenal, and I feel those same kind of feelings when we're doing well and when we're not doing well. And so it's kind of cool to be on a team where the fan base and the market, they're so into it, so it's cool.
Hey, Canada, tune in on the big show. Super Bowl 52. Fly, Eagles, fly.
And finally, for some comic relief, you may have seen our social piece as Doug Peterson ended each team meeting during the season with a message to go get some ice cream. Well, where did the idea for ice cream come? Peterson was asked that question on Thursday morning.
Oh, I love ice cream. I mean, can't you tell? Can't you tell? No, it's just something I've came up with, just a saying, just a phrase. We do have serve ice creams at our snack night before the game, and I love ice cream. And I don't want to stay in that team meeting too long because it's over there melting. So I throw it out there every week. Nothing really behind it.
Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. More coverage coming your way as we count down the hours to Super Bowl 52.